Okay, so you know that Dutch life coach I was telling you about?
Yeah.
Livin' Beers.
Right.
This deep dive, we're going to be looking at one of her videos.
Oh.
It's called, well, the title roughly translates to,
Okay.
"Are You in Your 20s?" What? I wish I knew then.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's a very relatable title.
Yeah, very clickbaity. But you know what? Her advice, like, it's actually pretty good. It's
Nice.
not just like the same old.
Gotcha.
And I think it's perfect for this, deep dive.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the things she talks about, it's like this really cool metaphor.
Okay.
She says that, like, your 20s,
Yeah.
it's like a giant buffet.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
Like that.
All these different experiences laid out. You've got career paths,
Yeah.
relationships, travel, hobbies. It's all there, like just waiting for you to try it.
Like a smorgasbord.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, think back to your 20s for a sec. What were some of those dishes that you just piled up on your plate?
Oh, right.
Like, you just went all in on,
Yeah.
And then what were the things that you were maybe a little hesitant about? You just took like a tiny little nibble.
Yeah.
And then what were the things you just flat out refused?
Okay.
You were like, nope, not touching that.
I like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hold on to those memories. We're going to come back to that later.
Right.
But first, I want to bring in our expert to help us unpack all this.
That's good.
Like, really, really dive deep into Loa's wisdom.
Okay, so you know how there's this like big pressure to like adult properly.
Yes,
You know
yes.
what I mean?
Totally.
Like you're supposed to just,
Have it all figured out.
yeah, by like 25 or
The
something.
perfect
Right.
job,
Yeah.
the house, the
Yeah.
family.
Picking friends.
Ugh, so much pressure.
Right. And what I love is how Lois just like dismisses all that, you
Yeah,
know?
yeah.
She's like, forget that noise.
Like, throw that out the window.
Yeah. Exactly. Like adulthood, it's not this like,
Destination.
yes, it's not like you reach it and you're done.
Like, boom, I'm an adult.
Right. It's like this constant,
Evolution.
yes, it's like you're always changing.
Growing, learning.
Exactly. And I think that's so freeing, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Just let go of that pressure to like,
Be perfect.
yeah,
Like,
exactly.
who even is perfect anyway?
Right. And that whole buffet metaphor, I think it goes beyond just like freedom to choose, you know?
Yeah, what do you mean?
It's also about having the courage
Okay.
to actually try all those different dishes.
Even if.
Yeah, even if you end up not liking some of them.
Right.
You know, Lo, she specifically mentions like
Right.
trying different career paths. So
Okay.
maybe you're in like marketing now, but
Yeah.
you always kind of wondered what it would be like to be a.
Like a chef or something.
Exactly, or a writer or a musician, whatever,
Right.
you know, it's like,
Just try it out.
yeah, just see what it feels like.
See if you like it. See if
Exactly.
you're any good at it.
Right. And then relationships too. It's like your 20s are a time to,
Explore.
yeah, to figure out what you're looking for in a partner.
Like what works for you.
Exactly, what your deal breakers are. And then travel, pushing your comfort
Oh,
zone,
yeah.
going to new places, meeting new people.
Trying new food.
Exactly. Like all of that helps you figure out,
Who you are.
yes, what you value, what your boundaries are.
Like, what's really important to you?
Exactly.
So, I'm curious,
Yeah.
thinking back to your own 20s, what were some of those like defining tastes for you?
That's a good question.
Right. Like, what were the things that really helped you
Yeah.
discover your passions? You know, what were your boundaries?
Yeah.
Like, what really mattered to you?
That's a.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is.
But I think it's worth thinking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about the buffet, the freedom to choose, but you know, Lo, she's not all sunshine and roses.
Right.
She acknowledges that, like, hey, you're gonna make some mistakes.
You're gonna mess up.
Yeah, you're gonna have some cringeworthy
For
moments.
sure.
But here's the thing. She flips it. She's like,
Oh, yeah.
having less experience can actually be an advantage.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean?
How so?
Because you're more open,
Okay.
you're less set in your
You're more
ways.
willing to try new things.
Exactly. And you're less afraid of failure.
Because you know you're still figuring things out.
Right. It's like you don't have all the answers yet.
So it's okay to mess up.
Exactly. You're allowed to experiment.
And learn from your mistakes.
Exactly. So those early experiences, even the ones we label as mistakes,
Yeah.
they often become our most valuable lessons.
Like they teach us more
Yeah.
than if we had just gotten it right the first time.
Totally. It's how we learn, how we grow, how we develop resilience.
So true.
So think about it. Like, if you could go back and talk to your 20-year-old self, Ooh. Knowing what you know now.
That's a good one.
Right. What would you say?
That's hard.
Yeah.
Would you try to steer them away from certain choices?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you be like, nah, just go for it?
Yeah. Would you encourage them to embrace the unknown?
Even the messy parts.
Exactly.
That's a really good question.
It is.
It really makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's one thing I want you to take away from today,
yeah.
It's this.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of that pressure.
Just have it all figured out.
Yeah, especially in your 20s.
Like, you don't need to have all the answers.
Exactly. Embrace the journey.
Yeah.
You know? Embrace the self-discovery.
It's a process.
And just like Lo says,
mm-hmm.
your 20s,
yeah.
they're all about expanding your palate.
Oh, I like that.
Right. Like
yeah.
adding new flavors to your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about finding the perfect dish.
Right.
It's about trying all the different things.
And figuring out what you like.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're constantly evolving, learning, growing.
Always changing.
So here's a thought to like chew on.
Okay.
If you could give your 20-year-old self
mm-hmm.
just one piece of advice
yeah.
based on everything you've experienced, what would it be?
That's a really good one.
Right.
Huh.
Let that simmer.
Okay.
And in the meantime,
mm-hmm.
thanks for joining us on this journey through Lo's wisdom.
I enjoyed it.
Me too. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Keep exploring.
Mm-hmm.
Keep learning.
Yes.
And keep embracing the beautiful messiness of life.
I like that.
Yeah.
Beautiful messiness.
That's a good way to put it.
It is.
We'll see you next time.
Sounds good.
Bye. Mm-hmm.